If your wife is, if you like your wife's dress and wish to compliment her, what would you say to her?
You look nice.
And if you, yeah, that would be a tactful way of doing it.
Yeah.
And if you just want to call attention to the dress, what would you say?
Well, that dress is pretty. Or that dress is beautiful.
And what would you say she does when she puts on her best clothes? Say she's going to...
Are you going out tonight?
Well, she's going to put on her best clothes. This means she's...
Dressing up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were going to come back and talk about those things that men put on their legs when they rode horseback.
Leathers.
Leathers.
And they call them leathers. And now I can't think of what I thought of last night.
Chaps.
Chaps.
Mm-hmm.
Leathers and chaps.
If a boy was out in a bunch of stones or rocks and he reached down like this and picked something up and went like that.
Through?
What?
Through a rock.
And if he was standing by a creek and you saw it bounce on the other side and
skipped
roll on,
across the water.
Somebody said, did he throw that in the creek? Or did it go in the creek? You say, no, it went
across the creek.
Uh-huh. And if somebody said, did it go only part way across? You say, no, it went
all the way across.
Hey, she's right next.
Oh, if you had a horse, a man came to ride it, and you wanted to know if he'd ridden a horse before, what would you ask him?
Have you rode a horse before?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you ridden before?
I'd have to say yes, briefly. Oh, I wanted to ask you what you called a castrated male hog.
A castrated hog?
Uh-huh.
The only thing I could think of would be he's a cut hog. Don't make any difference. I don't know who that is. Don't make any difference.
Did, when you butchered a calf or a pig, did you ever eat any part of the small intestine?
No.
That was not edible, huh?
No, but no, it was. We have butchered many a cow, and the Indians would come down when we were butchering and sit and eat the entrails and take the entrails and clean them and sit there and eat them.
Raw?
I have seen that happen, man.
Yeesh.
And I used to work in a slaughterhouse, and the Indians would come down and fill the turtle backs of their cars, or the trunks of their cars, full of entrails and carry them off.
Just dump them right in.
Dump them right in there, crap and all, and carry them off.
Oh, I bet these cars smell good.
Oh, man. We get sick of that. I've got sick of that many a time, seeing an Indian sit down and take their guts and sit there and just squat down on the ground and eat them.
Were they hungry, you suppose?
No, they were fat.
I thought that was
good. They were good, fat, healthy Indians, and I've seen them sit there. The government used our farm for killing cattle during Roosevelt's administration. And the farmers would drive their cattle in there. And a man would come in and stand there with an automatic rifle and just shoot the cattle down and walk off and leave. People were paid for them, but they would point such and such a farm. That's the reason I have no use for the Democratic Roosevelt administration. See them plow up fields. We were Republicans, and everybody in the country was getting funds from the government. Yet when they wanted to kill the cattle, we had nice pens and we had good places to put it. The government says we're going to use our farm for killing.